Welcome today to the August 3rd edition of the Security Week in Review, brought to you by Storefront Backtalk and The Hack Report. I'm Evan Schumann, editor of StorefrontBackTalk.com. We've got some fairly interesting security issues this week, some PCI issues, some Certigy updates, and the latest on TJX weathering the storm. But more importantly than that, we have got a pair of extraordinarily intrepid security observers with us today. We have, from Gartner, Aviva Leitin, and we have got the newest member of the PCI Security Council, Chris Hines, from Motorola. And I want to welcome you both today. Earlier this week, Visa released their latest PCI compliance figures, and for the most part, it was very good news in the sense that just about every single category, the numbers went up. Incremental, but still a definite increase. One of the most interesting numbers was what they stressed, what they led with, which was that 96% of the retailers they're talking with have said, this is not audited, this is their representations, but that 96% said they are not retaining prohibited data. Of course, what that means is that 4% of level 1 and level 2, in other words, 4% of the largest retailers are still retaining that kind of data. And in August of 2007, that's a wee bit unnerving. Aviva, you were taking a look at some of these numbers and had some interesting take on that. How big a deal do you find those figures?
I think the figures indicate the difficulty that merchants have in changing and upgrading their systems so they're not storing full track data. Merchants have thousands and thousands of endpoints, at least the largest merchants do. Some of these systems are run on old Windows or DOS boxes, and they're scattered throughout thousands of locations. It's very difficult for them to just rip everything out overnight, replace it with new software so that it's not storing full track data. They've got to look at every single process flow throughout the organization. It's not an excuse that they shouldn't do it. It's just a fact that it's not so simple. Just think about upgrading your own PC and multiply that by 10,000 and think about the difficulty you would have, especially with a mission-critical application. So my view is that it's a collective problem that demands a collective solution, and it's a bit tilted to put all the onus on their retailers. Granted, they rolled these systems out without thinking too much about security, but sometimes that was 10, 15 years ago when the credit card companies were pushing card acceptance and there weren't cyber criminals around that were stealing data. So at this point, we've got to do everything we can to stop the criminals, and I think the banks need to do more to strengthen cardholder authentication. There's a lot that we can do on the card itself so that even if the data are stolen by the criminals, they can't use them, because we could put some type of dynamic authentication on the card which the thieves would not be able to steal. So that would be something like a one-time password that's generated every 60 seconds, or even what they've done in the wireless contactless card industry with dynamic CVV. So bottom line is this is a big problem that demands a collective solution. The magstripe technology needs to be updated. Even if you get every single retailer complying with PCI and not storing full track data today, something's likely to go on in a month that could change that, and I just think it's not really a balanced situation to put it all on retailers.
Now, you've raised a couple of interesting points. Let me just throw those out, and let me pull Chris in a second. But one of the interesting thoughts is that Visa has been stressing that, indeed, as you pointed out, the contactless cards already have essentially something akin to a one-time password issuing approach, where the data, if stolen, would not indeed be of value to the cyber thieves. But to do it any other way is going to impose such a cost on the card that we're not seeing any issuers doing that. We were looking into this a couple months ago, and no issuers had any interest in doing it. They just didn't see the ROI. They couldn't see how they could justify the cost, because it's not going to bring any additional revenue. Do you see any changes to the cards themselves being popularly adopted above and beyond regular contactless?
I do see some innovation on the mag stripe. There are a couple vendors out there, QSecure is one of them, that will actually put a little chip in the mag stripe that will write a dynamic code to the stripe without any upgrade to the merchant's infrastructure. It only requires an upgrade to the card issuer. And the bottom line is we're probably talking $5 a card in volume. And when you think about all the fees that credit card companies impose on consumers and merchants, I don't really see the significance of an extra $5 a card. In fact, I think that the card companies could charge a security fee back to consumers of $5 that they would barely notice on their statement when they're looking at all their other financing fees. So this argument that it adds too much cost to the cards is, in my mind, really overstated, especially when you look at some of the technology that's out there today.
You would actually take the $5, split it in 12s, and make it a monthly fee, and you could even do it over 2 years if you want. You could really make it entirely transparent or virtually transparent. Let me throw over one other thought, and I wanted to bring Chris in on this. Another concern that has been mentioned about the prohibited data area is not just that they can't get it all back or they can't control it, although that's part of it. It is that in some instances, the larger, particularly the level one, larger enterprises are not aware of all the places the data goes. So many departments have been grabbing it, taking copies for various purposes, that when they go to clean it out, they're going to miss pockets of it. Do you think that's prevalent, that a lot of the larger companies are not even aware of all the places their prohibited data resides?
Definitely. That's the number one issue that we hear from our merchant clients at Gartner is, we get calls, we don't even know where the data is. And that's a fact. If you've ever managed a large legacy system environment, it's often beyond your visibility where all the data is going. So the first thing they need to do is use some type of discovery process to go out to all their servers and PCs and files and look around. It's usually the data in the log files that they don't even know about. So it may not even be in the central database. It could be in a log file. It could also be downloaded to USB sticks and taken home, and then it's totally out of the scope of the enterprise. But, yeah, it's like a leaking sieve, and that's just a fact of life when you're dealing with very large, complicated systems.
Chris, what is your take?
Well, I think Viva makes a great point that when you get to a certain size, there just becomes a virtual impossibility to track where all this data is gone. And going forward, I think companies are going to be a lot better about this. They're a little bit more aware of the problem, but when you have a large legacy infrastructure in place and you maybe had policies in place in the past in which more people had access over touching that data and were storing it maybe for their own uses, I think it's a real scary thought for a lot of retailers of, geez, we don't know just who may have had a copy of this data and where it may be sitting now. Is it on somebody's desk? Is it on somebody's drive? But, I actually really want to go back to some of the stuff about the dynamic CCVs on the cards. I think that's a very, very good point that Aviva's brought up and a great way to progress forward over on the PCI Council. I think it would be a great thing for PCI to start looking at end-to-end cardholder data security and look at taking on that as something that could be merged into the PCI standard. I think that would be excellent. Right now, I think a lot of retailers view themselves as being the ones that are taking the brunt of all this. I think it would be a good thing to start showing that, hey, look, the credit card companies are also going to take a little bit of the hit here, and everybody's working for better security.
One last thought on this. Another point that Visa made is back, that was their primary point as to why the 4% are still out there, was the applications that are being used to process a lot of the data. Visa has put out a list, which they don't want to publicize for obvious reasons, of applications that they do not feel are sufficiently vigorous at protecting that data. How much of it do you think is the fault of the applications? I mention this because there's another action with the FACTA efforts, the not printing full credit card numbers on the receipts. And there have been some retailers who've gotten caught up in that, and they're blaming their POS vendors, saying, look, what do you think we get a POS system for? We expect them to be compliant with the laws, and if we're liable, they're going to be brought in too. So how bad is it, the applications? Do you think that's a major factor in this?
And personally, I think that's a major hole right now in the PCI standard, that there is no PCI standard for applications, for payment applications, and therefore retailers don't know if their software is storing data and is certified to be PCI compliant. I understand that the council is looking at the Visa standard. It's got a standard called PABP, Payment Application Best Practices, and it also lists software vendors that are compliant with its standard. But that needs to be adopted at the PCI card brand wide level. Even when it's adopted, though, so assuming merchants can go to a point-of-sale terminal vendor or any other payment application vendor and say, you've got to be certified before we do business with you, and that's a major requirement right now that's not being fulfilled. But even if it is fulfilled, it's not like everyone can run out and buy new software and put it in overnight. So there's got to be a grace period in terms of time that it can reasonably take to move to compliant systems. And one other thought, even after you upgrade to a compliant software application, you got to be careful to erase all the old data you got lying around. We've seen that. Merchants put in upgraded systems, and then they forget there's some audit trail data left behind based on the old application. You know, think of your own PC. These are all decentralized local systems. You upgrade new software, you often forget to erase your old data files. It's the same principle here.
Officially, if a retailer, let's say the council proceeds and puts together certification for the applications, if a retailer is using an application certified as compliant, should they be exempt from any penalties if it's found out they are retaining the data? In other words, should they legally be allowed to rely that their point of sale will make sure there is no incorrect data on receipts and that their other transaction applications are making sure that data that's not supposed to be kept is indeed not being kept?
So I don't know that you could go that far with a generalization, because different applications could have different scopes, and it's entirely possible that a given application that is fully certified could be circumvented by an installation. That's always one of the concerns that you have anytime you're providing any sort of software or hardware that is meant to go into a PCI environment or any sort of security environment, that you install it, you do all the things right, even if you send your own installer as a company providing the application, and that some sort of circumventing behavior occurs at the company you installed at, and now the overall environment, which is what PCI is interested in, the full environment, is now not PCI compliant because they're doing something, and they've really circumvented what the application has tried to do. So I don't think we could go quite that far. However, what I do agree with, which I think is the heart of your statement, that if a audit was done because there was a compromise or there was a concern, and it was found that the application itself was the one storing the data or allowing for data to leak out, not something that had been done by the company installing it, but actually the application itself was at fault, then I do believe that there should be a transference of that liability over to the application maker, because in that circumstance, the retailer has tried to do everything in good faith. They've installed this application with the understanding that it's going to do the right thing. And if they aren't actively circumventing it, or even accidentally circumventing it, if the application itself is the one guilty of the violation, I do think that vendor, the person that's given them that application, should step up to the plate and say, yeah, you know, we'll take this on. You guys didn't do anything wrong.